Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bamidbar, and Erev Shavuos, Tavshanayin Vav. The Torah tells us by Maimon Har Sinai, and Perichav, Pasik Tazvav, and Shemais, Parshas Yisroi, that Klai Yisrael were Royim as HaKodesh v'Salapidim. They saw the voices, they saw the fire, they saw the sound of the shofar, and they trembled, Vayamdu Merachik, they stood afar from Har Sinai. Of course, when it says that they stood afar, it cannot mean that they were scared or that they ran away or they didn't want to be there. In fact, we know that this pasuk is used in Shofaris, in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, every year. And the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that everything that we say in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is positive, and it's a davar. There's no Dvarim She'enem Hagunim. There are no things which are not appropriate, which are not talking about the Maila of Klal Yisrael and the Maila of Kodesh Brichu. So what does it mean, Vayamdu Merachai, Klal Yisrael stood far away? And maybe with this, it will give us an insight into Shavuos, and an insight into the Avodah of Shavuos, and help us throughout the whole year. The Tzfasema says something, it says a Chiddush, a beautiful Pshat. We know that the Lashon of Amida, standing, is Ein Amida Ela Tefillah. Chazal tell us that standing means standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where does a person stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By davening. Da'alef ne'mi ata oimed. We have in every shul on the shtender by the chazan. Says the Sfasemis, when the Torah said vayamdu meirachik by Maimon Har Sinai, it means that Klal Yisrael stood and they davened meirachik. They davened for those that were not there. They davened for the doreis harachikim. They davened for those generations, the later generations that were not there at that time. And the Sfasemis explains that even though a person may not be zoicha to Torah, like the amitas haTorah he's supposed to have, even though maybe we're far from being able to tremendously plumb the depths of limud haTorah, but because Klal Yisrael were mispal for us at that time, at the time of Matan Torah, that we should have a schus, that we should be able to learn Torah, because of that, we are able to learn today, because the previous generation, the generation that stood at Har Sinai, davened for us and had us in mind, which is a tremendous limud in limud haTorah, and really everything that we do is that we should always be thinking about other people and always trying to figure out how we can help them, be mispalel for them. Chazal tell us atzeres nami Rosh Hashanah hi. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis that Shavuos is also Rosh Hashanah. Why is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah? Because Shavuos is the time that the Torah was given, and every year, at the time of Shavuos, the Hashbois and the Tzchusim of Shavuos come back at this time, like we have with every Yom Tov. A person on Rosh Hashanah, a person on Shavuos, has the opportunity to be Mekabel the Torah from new. What does that mean, he can be Mekabel the Torah from new? It means that he can be Mespal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should be able to understand what he's learning. He should be able to have a deeper understanding of what he's learning. He should be able to learn more than he did the year before. That is all on these coming up days of Rosh Hashanah, of Shavuos. And how is it that a person can do that? A person can do that by being mispalel, vayamdu meirachik. Just like Klal Yisrael, at the time of Matan Torah, so many years ago, davened for us, we have to think about davening for ourselves as well. Not only the learning and the staying up, of course, that's very important. Chazal tell us that that is something which is critical to the Kabbalah Satayr of Shavuos. But we also have to keep in mind that we have to be mispalel for ourselves. We have to be mispalel for our ruchnius as well, because Torah ultimately is ruchnius, of course. A person should not make the mistake that it's also he's being mispalel for limud haTorah. I once heard that on Shavuos, the Torah was given. Not only limud haTorah, but the whole Torah. The biggest prat, the biggest detail of Torah is the limud haTorah, of course. But a person shouldn't forget that part of what we got on Shavuos was also the actual mitzvahs that a person has to do every single day of their lives. And perhaps we can take the lesson of Ayamdu Meirachik, that we should daven, that we should not only be zeichet to understand Torah, to be able to learn more, to be able to go to more shiurim, to be able to put more time into the daily learning that we do, but also to be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs that we do, to be able to have more opportunities to do mitzvahs, to be able to have more opportunities to do chesed, to be able to have more opportunities to do the Ratzon Hashem. And if we keep this in mind of Vayamdu Meirachik, not only will we be able to daven for ourselves, we'll be able to daven for our children, and daven for others as well. And of course, there's always this chus that if a person davens for others, for something that he needs, he'll get it as well. So, Emet Hashem, we should be zeicha this Shavuos to be makabel the Torah. We should be able to daven. We should be able to be mispal, be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs, and we should have a year of aliyah and ruchnias and bracha and gashmias. A good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov.